ESPN 97.5 Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This kid pitching for the White Sox tonight, Dylan Cease, or today, Dylan Cease is like a Forrest Whitley level prospect. He's made a couple starts and gotten knocked around a little bit, but everyone seems to think he's going to be really, really good.
White Sox,
of course, it's the Astros, so he may give up 18 runs.
Yeah, tonight. That's the thing. They may tag him for 6 and 5 innings. It doesn't mean the guy can't pitch.
Right.
It's just, you know, these guys are a cheat code right now. They're so good that now everybody's having to whine about the bullpen.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting today that all kinds of reports that the Texans are going to trade Jadeveon Clowney. I would be shocked if something doesn't happen. Even McClain tweeted out today that they're looking to trade him. So, good luck.
Yep.
Hope you get fair value back. That's all. I mean, I have no problem trading the guy, but just make sure you get some value back. It's something you need. Either a high pick, a corner, or a tackle.
Yeah.
You can get that, considering you're definitely not bringing the guy back. I'm fine with it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And if you missed any of that stuff, all available on podcastarena.com. You also missed Jerome Solomon. And mixed it up between sports and poop today. So far, good mix. A lot of stuff to catch up on because we're a little over there with Jerome. Someone says, man, am I on the block list or something or just too lame to read? Let me know so I'll stop texting. I don't even remember your number, so I have no idea what you texted before. I try to tell everybody this. Nobody listens. We get anywhere from 500 to 600 texts depending on what's going on. You're not all going to get read. Some of them we're going to get, some of them we're not. And if it's something that we're not interested in talking about, it's not going to get read. Like, guy sends a text, Eric Gordon and Clint Capella for Kevin Love. Would you do it? No. And no, I have no interest in talking about that. So just so you know, I mean, maybe AJ does.
No, I don't.
So, hey, we have a couple of giveaways here.
Okay, do it. And then I've got, guess who's trending? Dwight Howard.
Uh-oh. Did he bang another 15-year-old?
No.
Is Dwight Howard gay? Is that what it is now?
There's a lot. That's what's great when Dwight Howard trends. You never know what it's going to be. Usually it's someone saying that, you know, Dwight Howard hooked up with a shemale, or Dwight Howard is a 7-foot bottom. Like, there's a lot of things that come up with Dwight Howard, but this time it's people arguing over his worth as a basketball player, not his sexual preferences.
He still has some worth. I mean, he's okay. You know, he's not what he was.
Well, go ahead, do your giveaway, and I'll tell you what they're talking about.
All right, here we got two of these. I'm going to give away one on the air now, and then Aaron's going to give away one on the Twitch channel. So if you want to win this after you hear it, you might want to get on the Twitch channel while he figures something out there. A 3-day real-world Halo event is coming to Houston this weekend. Go beyond the game and enter a real-world Halo experience. At 6:11, caller will do. Do I want to punish the intern for not getting the water? No, we'll just do caller 3 at 6:11. You'll win a pair of tickets to the Halo Outpost Discovery Houston this Friday, August 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center, or get your tickets now at halooutpostdiscovery.com. And we will also give away one of those on Twitch, and Aaron will tell you how to do it after we give this one away. So, there you go.
First, let's before we get to Dwight Howard, Lamont talks about, he asked what we think about the news about Andrew Luck from Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
That his small little bone is hurt. It's obviously concerning.
I have that problem all the time.
You know, because now you don't know what's going on with Andrew Luck. And much like, you know, the Colts ceiling is, I don't know what the Colts ceiling is with Andrew Luck. I think the Colts ceiling is probably AFC championship game with Andrew Luck. I mean, I guess maybe that's fair. If cards fell the right way, they could get to the Super Bowl.
I'd bet against it, but I could see it. It wouldn't shock me if they play like they did the second half of last season and Frank Reich takes another step as a head coach.
Right. What's the Colts ceiling without Andrew Luck?
8-8.
Ceiling.
No, but I mean they've won 8 games without him before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they're not getting much more than that without him. Like that dude needs to carry that team.
And this is one of those things though, and people always make fun of me for this, but when Chuck Pagano was winning 7 and 8 games without Andrew Luck, I think he was doing some of his best really coaching impressive. Work.
Yeah, because that was a bad team.
Yeah,
and they've drafted well and they've built that team pretty nicely the last couple of years, but without Andrew Luck, none of it matters in my opinion.
Yeah, and apparently it's gone from being a calf thing to a possible Achilles thing to a bone thing.
Yeah, who knows?
And
that's concerning, though.
It is. I mean, I'm less concerned about it than I would be if it was a bone in his shoulder or neck because of all the stuff he went through with that.
Yeah.
But if you can't play, then that team's in trouble.
Yep.
So what's the Dwight thing?
NBA 2K released their all-decade teams.
Okay.
From the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. 80s, Magic, Michael, Larry, Kevin McHale, and Moses Malone. Any problems with that?
No Dr. J?
No Dr. J. That's...
Give me that one again.
Magic and Michael in the backcourt.
Okay.
Larry and McHale in the front court.
Okay.
Moses Malone at center.
And that was from the 80s?
Yeah.
Give me Dr. J instead of Kevin McHale.
I would think so, too. Larry and Dr. J sort of played the same position. Sort of, but
Bird was also 6'9 and played some power forward when he needed to.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that lineup than Kevin McHale.
I would, too.
Sorry, Kevin.
90s, Stockton, Jordan, Pippen, Malone, Hakeem.
No problem with that. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. How about the Jazz having two guys and never winning it?
Never winning. 2000s, Iverson, Kobe, LeBron, Duncan, Shaq.
No problems with that either.
Hard to argue.
That feels pretty good to me.
2010s. Steph, Harden, LeBron, Durant, Dwight Howard. People on the internet are losing their minds over Dwight Howard.
Really?
And now, there's two trains of thought on here. There's people saying, the hell is Dwight Howard doing on this list? And there's some people saying, hey, don't forget early 2010s, Dwight Howard was a monster. He was a problem. I tend to think Dwight, when he was his best, was in the late 2000s.
Yeah.
What's
your alternative at center? I mean,
You could shoehorn Anthony Davis into that spot. I don't know
that he's been better than Howard was.
That's the thing, yeah. There's not really a guy that you can say definitively is better.
Unless you're going to... say Duncan was the center and for the first half of the...
But Duncan in the 2010s wasn't the same guy.
He was pretty good up until the last couple years. He was still pretty... He won a championship in there.
Yeah, but even that championship is like... It's basically widely regarded as the Kawhi Leonard championship.
Probably so. But, I mean, again, I'm looking for reasons to take the guy off as opposed to, oh, it's ridiculous that he's on there.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think it's going to be tough to find a way to take him off.
Wait a minute, Kobe made that other list? I thought he was one of the worst 10.
He is, according to Max Kellerman.
Okay, just checking. So
yeah, so after 2009, Tim Duncan never averaged 18 points a game. He averaged over 18 every year before 2009, like from the beginning of his career to 2009.
Give me the rest of his stats, though, because he was never just a big scorer. He was a guy who did everything.
Total rebounds. His last 7 years in the league were his worst rebounding seasons. His stats fell off dramatically at the 2009-10 season. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't still good. He was, but he wasn't the force he was in the late 90s and early in the 2000s. But Dwight, I mean, and the other thing about Duncan is he stopped playing in 2016. So to make the all 2010s team, I mean, he'd have to be pretty dominant in those early years, and he just wasn't. So there's some people saying, hey, man, Dwight deserves this. There's some people saying, I mean, Dwight Howard? And now, granted, recency bias tells you Dwight Howard is not that guy.
No, but he was still, I mean, again, he's a guy who helped the Rockets get to the Western Conference Finals and was the best player in those finals for the Rockets because Harden wasn't. But Mark retweeted something that someone else had tweeted out. Dwight Howard from 2010 to 14, five-time All-Star, three-time first-team All-NBA, one-time second-team All-NBA, one-time third-team All-NBA, two-time Defensive Player of the Year, three-times first-team All-Defense. That was during a five-year span from 2010 to 2014.
Yeah.
That probably gets you there.
You know who I could? I guess you could make an argument for? Pau Gasol?
Maybe.
I mean, Pau Gasol, Anthony Davis, those are the guys I can see making some kind of argument for.
But
there's nobody who's a slam dunk.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. See, Shoulder on the Twitch channel says I might swap Nash for Iverson. Nash was pretty good, but there was a stretch there where, and I think part of it was the league was really down, but where Iverson was the best player in the league for a stretch there. Aaron, what are you going to do with what are you going to do in terms of the giveaway here?
Okay, I'm going to give everybody until 6:29, so 14 minutes if you're on the Twitch channel. All you have to do is tell me who you would take with you, because it's a pair of tickets, who you would take with you to the Halo event this weekend.
Are you wanting them to invite you? Is that what you're trying to do?
No. Okay. I've got stuff to do, but.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So get on Twitch. Let Aaron know who you're taking and why you want the tickets.
Another guy maybe in the conversation, maybe didn't play enough in the 80s. I was going to say, if you're looking to replace McHale on that list, Chuck Barkley, like Sixers Chuck was pretty damn good.
Yeah. I definitely, though, if you're going to do 80s, you got to have, I mean, Dr. J would be over McHale, who and maybe it's just because they're all Celtics and I can't stand them except for Bird. But I thought Bird made that team. Parrish was overrated. McHale was overrated. Those guys would never be as good as they were without Larry Bird on there. Larry Bird was one of the guys who made everybody around him better. And, you know, he was unorthodox and goofy looking, but that dude was a terrific passer for his size.
Yeah.
And they used to have an amazing fast break, and they were all slow. The fast break was, the passing was amazing, and it was always through Bird. So, you know, I feel like those guys got a lot more credit for being great when they were playing with a guy who made them better.
Throw another guy out there who I can't say I would force him onto the team, but it's almost disappointing that he can't make it because LeBron and Tim Duncan are there. But that 2000s team, Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, see, that's another guy you can think, wow. He doesn't make it?
I mean, are you going to take off Tim Duncan or LeBron James?
No.
I don't think you can.
No.
All right. You want to be on that list in a few years, Fred? Pro dunk hoops. That's how you could do it.
You think that would work?
If you practice.
Can I set it to 8 feet to dunk?
Yes, you can. Tournament. You could set it to 5 feet.
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to do 8 feet.
8 feet?
Because I can actually still dunk at 8 feet.
Okay.
At 10 feet.
Can you two-hand it at 8 feet?
Yeah, I can two-hand it at 8 feet.
Look at you. You're a monster.
Yeah.
This now, new hair, your virility is through the roof.
At 10 feet, I can still grab the bottom of the net is all I can do.
Okay. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. That's, you know.
You'd probably sprain an ACL doing that.
But. Yeah, or blow an Achilles or get a small bone injury.
But produnkhoops.com, if your kid wants to be on this list one day, you got to get them started right. You can't just go get some junky ass goal from the big box store, set it up yourself. It's going to be all janky and crooked. You need to get it done the right way by Pro Dunk Hoops. They're manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. These are the best goals you're going to find. The thickest steel, the strongest backboard, guaranteed. If it breaks or cracks, they're going to replace it for free. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've even got a fully portable version if that's what your situation requires. And like I was saying, they're adjustable 10 feet to 5 feet. Any age can play. Build the confidence for your little guy. Get him out there hitting his shot. If your kid's out there, he's 9 years old and he's shooting on a 10-foot goal, he's probably not going to enjoy it. He's not going to be very good. He's going to get frustrated. Give an opportunity. Give him an opportunity to enjoy the game and to really improve his skills. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Aaron, how much longer do they have to get on the Twitch channel?
They have just under 5 minutes.
Okay. There's some good ones on there already. So let's take a call. Let's go, Lamont. What's up?
Hey, man, I ain't going to hold you guys up too long. I just want to know, as personalities, as radio personalities talking about football and clowny, I just want to know, and I'm not going at you guys, man, so I don't want y'all to get all mad. I want to know, how can we say that the running back position is trash, but Jadeveon Clowney is a run stopper? And that's pretty much me going at Jadeveon Clowney, man. I just don't. When I hear people say that Jadeveon Clowney is a run stopper, I was like, mean, what's the big whoop about that? You run stopper in a league now. Well, running backs ain't really much of a damn. And that's all I have, fellas.
Okay. I mean, I don't know that anybody's saying the running back position is trash around the league.
Yeah, I'm is that what he meant? That
I don't know. I mean, I've never said that. I mean, you still got to stop the run. I mean, obviously, it's a pass-driven league now, but I think Clown...
It isn't, though. I mean, the good teams still run the football a lot. Yeah. But what they don't have, I think maybe the position's been devalued in terms of having one guy carry the ball all the time, but... Like, the Patriots run the ball a lot, but they use a bunch of different dudes, depending on matchups.
The thing with Clowney is, though, he's a versatile guy. He is good against the run, but he's also good in the pass. I think...
But he isn't a great pass rusher, though.
I disagree.
Okay.
I mean...
A great pass rusher should have had double-digit sacks by now at some point in his career, if you're going to be called a great pass rusher.
Okay. Maybe not a great pass rusher. I think he's an above-average pass rusher.
Yeah, slightly above average. I'm not even going to give him that much.
I mean, when you watch him play, you can't say he's not getting after the quarterback, because
he doesn't finish the play enough, and that's a great pass rusher does. Von Miller finishes the play.
Yeah,
that he gets close a lot. He's one of those guys, and I think it's frustrating because, he reminds me a little bit of a lesser Mario Williams. Mario used to do the same stuff. He was always in the backfield. He was always close to the quarterback. But then he'd had seasons where he had 14 sacks.
Yeah.
And I mean, sacks aren't the only thing. Pressures are big. But I do think there's something to be said for finishing the play when you get there. And that's something I think he could be better at. And maybe he gets there. Maybe this is his best year. But I do think – and he also – let's not ignore some of the dumb penalties this guy's gotten over the last couple of years, including a couple that might have cost him games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to, I just don't think he is an elite defender. I think he's an elite athlete. I think he's a very good defender. He's an above average defender. But listen, I don't think he's irreplaceable.
Do I think he's Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald? I don't. So that's elite. Is he as good as JJ when JJ's healthy and on? No, those are elite guys.
But you're going to pay him like those guys.
I mean, isn't that what did we just talk about with Dak Prescott and what, like, or Carson Wentz? The market is set at who's the next guy up, right?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm committing to that, to be honest with you.
It's fair.
I don't think I'm committing at that price. Just like I wouldn't give Dak 40, I'm not going to make Clowney the highest paid defender in the NFL.
I don't think I'm committing to it because you're already paying JJ the money you're paying him. What I will say is, if I could only have one of those guys for the next 5 years, I'd rather have Clowney than JJ.
I don't know. I mean, JJ might not give you 5 years would be the only reason.
Who's been more consistent the last few years?
Well, Watt was out for two of them. And last year, I think Watt was better than him when they were both healthy and on the field. But I've also seen what the Texans defense looks like.
Being healthy and on the field is part of it.
Well, yeah, it is. But I've also seen what the Texans defense is with just Jadeveon Clowney. It's not good.
That's true.
So, and now to be fair, they also had a really bad season when J.J. Watt was the best guy. And that's the thing. That's why, I mean, these guys are great. They're disruptors. But I'll take stud offensive players over stud defensive players all day long. Because the rules are bent to the offense now. And a guy like Tariq Hill will have more impact on a game than a guy like J.J. Watt because that's of fair. The opportunities that are there. So, I mean, that's why I'm not devaluing what the guy's done. I think he's very good, but he's not in that conversation with guys like that. And is he going to get much better than what he is right now? Maybe. But am I paying him Von Miller money? I don't know. I'd sure rather have Von Miller.
Yeah.
But that's me. So.
Well, where can you get the best hotel rates? Like just if I were to...
If we're shipping him out of town and he needs to get a hotel?
Yeah. If I were to tell you, and I don't want you Googling, where can you get the best hotel rates? What would you guess?
Probably a place called besthotelrates.com.
God, you're so smart, Fred. Yeah, that's right. That's where you go. I mean, they work with thousands of hotels, and they bring you exactly what they say they do. They bring you the best rates. It's as simple as that. All you do is punch in your destination, when you want to stay, where you want to stay, and it's on. You're getting the best rates, better rates than you can get a lot on these other websites, way better rates than you can get from the hotel themselves. It's right there in the name. You know it. besthotelrates.com. Sports.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I guess everybody's phone just blew up with an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Dustin asks Jerry Jones and calls and says, Clowney for Lil Collins, you do it? No. No. You offer me Tyron Smith, I'll do it. Don't overvalue your players, though.
I don't know. What are you getting? I mean,
and the Cowboys, to be honest, Cowboys can't trade a smaller salary for that. They've got to sign the three guys they have. So I wouldn't say the Cowboys are even in play here, nor should they be.
I will say that, and what Lamont is saying, I guess, is he tweeted at us again, and what he's saying is a run stuffer in 2019 doesn't mean anything to
him. That's not all he does. I mean, just because I don't think he's an elite pass rusher, he's a pretty good pass rusher.
I think honestly the best run stuffer in the NFL is probably Aaron Donald. You agree?
He's also one of the best pass rushers.
Yeah, he just happens to be dominant, period. So if I were to say who's the second best defensive tackle in football, what's your answer?
God, didn't we just go through all this?
We did. Tell you the guy that comes to mind for me is Fletcher Cox.
Yeah. I mean, there's about four or five guys I think you could put in that.
I would probably rank Fletcher Cox number two behind Aaron Donald. And Fletcher Cox last year was the first season in his career that he had double-digit sacks. But that dude stops the run all the time.
But he also plays a position where it's rare that you get a bunch of sacks from.
It's true.
And that's the thing. Your ends should be the guy. Ends and outside linebackers are your sack guys. And they do set Clowney up for that. And when Fletcher Cox gets double-digit sacks, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Just like when Donald's getting 20, that's more than a bonus. That's just pure dominance. But, I mean, listen, I think he's a solid, good player. I don't think he'll ever be as good as he is an athlete. But I also think there's not a... I mean, if you're a team that's desperate for an edge rusher, then he's worth whatever you're willing to give up.
Right.
And if I'm the Texans, I'm only doing it if I get something that I say this is fair value. I'm not sitting here saying I'm going to give him away for a bucket of spit. I want to make that clear.
I would rather just keep him.
If I can't get what I want for him, absolutely. But if I do get a player that I think can help me, that I think makes me better at a position of weakness, absolutely I'm doing it. Absolutely. But that's only because, obviously, the relationship is so screwed up now that it can't go anywhere. Astros up 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth.
Would you like to know your winner from Twitch?
No.
No, I was about to make a point about the Astros. Can you just hold off for just a second while I do that? I was just going to say Zach Greinke on pace to get his first win as an Astros. 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. So, unless they get Osuna today, he will get his first win.
I'll give you a name of another linebacker, and maybe not as much now as he was a couple years ago. Vontaze Burfict was, from that linebacker spot, an elite run-stopping player. I think Clowney is a better version of him because Burfict's not really a pass rusher. His pass rush is limited. Whereas,
yeah, and he doesn't come with the baggage that
Burfict. He doesn't.
But so pay him Burfict money. I'm okay with that.
But he's better than that.
Well, pay him a little more then, but you pay him Aaron Donald money and you're stupid.
I'm
sorry.
I tend to agree with you on that. I don't think it's a good idea to give him that kind of money because he's not that player. But for this year, keep him around. I'll
do you one better. If I can't get the player I want for him, I'll keep him around. Then I'll tag him again next year, and then I'll trade him. Then maybe the Cowboys tag Lawrence twice. You can do it.
Yeah. If you can trade him, I mean, this is the worst time to try to trade him, though.
Well, yeah. Now
you're never going to get in the Redskins are screwed on this in the same way with Trent Williams.
Yeah, like, and I don't think that's a fair one for one swap. I like Trent Williams, but I don't think that's enough, and it doesn't sound like they're going to do it. Hey, Soccer Matters tonight. You know what they'll probably be talking about?
Soccer.
Houston Dynamo have parted ways with head coach Wilmer Cabrera.
Oh no.
Assistant coach Davey Arnaud, or maybe it's Arnaud, will lead the team on an interim basis for the remainder
of
the
season. Oh, no.
Yeah, so there's your reason to tune into Soccer Matters. Not that you need one, because it's the greatest soccer show ever.
All time.
All right, Aaron, tell the people your winner.
Okay, congratulations to Black Skater. You win the tickets.
That's racist.
If you didn't see it on the camera on the Twitch stream, I need you to email me your name, phone number, and email to aaron.rabel@gowmedia.com.
So who was the winner again?
Black Skater.
Okay. What was your criteria for that? Why'd you pick that one?
A black guy who skates.
So, yeah. Okay.
It's pretty much what he was looking for. Mm.
I drew him out of a hat.
Oh, okay.
I took everybody who had a good person that they would take with them, because there were some people who just said, yeah, I want to go.
Well, so, yeah, but, you know, that's what you asked for, pretty much.
I asked them to tell me who they would take, not just, yeah, I want to go.
I would have picked the woman who said she was going to take her fiance, because any woman that would take her dude to something like that,
that's pretty nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
I got. I'll respect that.
Yeah, so that's who I would have picked. All right, you know we haven't done yet the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, and we're almost out of time.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, it sucks getting old, right?
It must. I mean, it ain't great.
It must really suck to be 72 years old.
How old are you? You're 69.
I'm 54. I'm not even close. Oh. Shut up. Anyway, it must suck to be a 72-year-old and have to have surgery done.
That wouldn't be good.
Well, a 72-year-old with false teeth got stuck in his throat during surgery and weren't discovered for 8 days.
Oh.
The man was having surgery to remove a harmless lump from in his abdominal wall. If it's harmless,
why are you removing
it? Yeah. But the operating team neglected to take out his dentures before the operation. But this is a Lawyer Dave case, if there ever was one, right? He returned to the hospital 6 days later, complaining of blood in his mouth and difficulties breathing and swallowing, which had prevented him from eating solid food. You know what else probably prevented him from eating solid food? Not having his dentures on.
That's true.
Maybe,
that'll do it.
Hey, listen, maybe 72-year-old, you should figure that out yourself. Where are my dentures? Ultimately, more surgery was needed to resolve the problem. So basically, just a little PSA for our surgeon friends out there. If you've got an old on the table, make sure the dentures are out.
It's a good move.
Yeah, they were unable to diagnose the problem on his first return to the emergency room, and he was sent home with a prescription for mouthwash, antibiotics, and steroids. But he returned 2 days later with worsening symptoms, was admitted to the hospital with suspected aspiration pneumonia. Eventually, a diagnostic procedure identified a semicircular object lying across his vocal cords, which had caused internal blistering and swelling. And he lost his dentures during his initial visit, and he was subsequently rushed into surgery to remove them. Remained in the hospital for another 6 days. He returned suffering complications on multiple occasions over the following month before eventually healing. So, yeah, I know this guy's in England, but Lawyer Dave Law.
Yeah.
Just saying. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about TGS Insurance. Listen, you want to save some money on your home insurance? It's simple. Here's all. I mean, you probably don't know what you're paying right now off the top of your head. You should check into it, though. And TGS could check into what they could offer you, and it'd take just 15 seconds. All you got to do, send them a text, and you're gonna get a quote in 15 seconds. Send the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, and they'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds with some legit savings. The average customer this year is saving over $870 on their home insurance. What could you do with $870? Think about it. And not everybody's going to say, maybe you want you want better coverage than you've got now, or maybe you want less coverage, or maybe you don't even know what kind of coverage you've got. You might as well check it out and see if it can save you some money. And you don't need to wait till your renewal, because TGS will take care of the back end. You can free your mind and fatten your wallet. They're going to take care of the other guys, get you off that old plan and on to TGS. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today. All right, guys, did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Isn't that great news? It's at 51%. Huh? Barely half. That means half of you guys are schlubbing off to a job that you hate. And you've got options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, who cares? Helping people start an IT career is what they do. Not rocket science, we're talking. It's My Computer Career. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need. And it's more than a school. They're going to help you get into the industry, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Before we get to Hey Man Bleep That, Soccer Bilal asks, planning a London trip with the wife and the sister-in-law wants to tag along. Need help.
That happened with us.
Yeah.
And my wife just told her sister, kind of want to make it just us.
Yeah, it's kind of on her. If she decides to bring her along, then look at the bright side. You get a lot of free time to yourself in London. You tell them to go hang out, and you go find some cool things to do. Go to your soccer bars.
Yeah.
Go to a Chelsea match. There's all kinds of cool I'd actually go to Ascot. That's what I would do. I'd say, you know what, you ladies hang out all you want. This is where I'll be. See you tonight. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That.
Aaron, you want to go first?
Yeah, let Aaron go first.
Okay, I'm going to actually use the one that I had planned for last week until, you know, I got interrupted by the Astros and putting Apollo hats on sale at the very last minute. One of my best friends, basically my brother, I held him when he was a toddler, got married a couple weeks ago up in Dripping Springs, and it was a destination wedding, so we were all in a hotel, and I was one of the groomsmen, and they told all of us, hey, you need to be at this venue at 11 a.m., because the ceremony starts at 2:30. So you need to be here because we have to get stuff done. So we get there and we're sitting around. They said, oh, okay, well, we need you dressed at 1. So now we have 2 hours to kill. And we can't get to the closest bar because it's not quite walking distance. And they say, okay, if you're ready at 1 o'clock, we'll take pictures then. So we all get dressed. We get ready at 1 o'clock. The photographer comes in and goes, oh, no, we need to take pictures of you getting ready. Okay. So I take off my jacket and undo my tie. I said, okay, does this count? Take a couple pictures of this. Cool. We'll be back in 5 minutes to get you so we can get the rest of the pictures so you don't have to do it in the hottest part. Okay. They come back in. All right, are we ready? Oh, no, we ran out of time. So how do you run out of time when you're the one who told us when to be here and what to be scheduled for? Oh, well, we just ran out of time. So for making 8 guys sit in a tiny room and watch Fast and Furious, like 12 or whatever we watched, it was annoying. We could have spent that morning going out to Topgolf or going to a brewery or something like that. So, hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, I would have just told him, dude, I'll be there at 1 and I'll be drunk. So, you know, you shouldn't have put me in your wedding.
I don't like, I mean, kids' birthday parties are the worst.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a birthday party for my 12-year-old. He just turned 12. I think he's old enough that he doesn't need a birthday party. And I hate when my kids get invited to birthday parties. because I don't want to go. I
hated those days. Yeah.
And I don't want to get some kid I don't know a present.
And for some reason, I was always the one stuck taking the kids. The wife always found something to do, ex-wife.
Well, a kid's, a mom has charged parents to, she's charged other parents at least $85 to attend her son's go-kart party on top of demanding Amazon gift cards and a picnic for her son. As well as expecting gift cards instead of thoughtful gifts, the unidentified birthday boy's mom started texting demands of $25 in transportation costs, another for the deposit, $35 due on the day of the party. And that's not all. This morning, apparently she had the gall to request that they pack a generous picnic with ice packs and packed extra so the birthday boy doesn't have to bring anything. Who's going to a birthday party that you got to pay money to go to? I mean, I get like paying, you know, pay your own kid's way at the the go-kart thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I'm not paying anything to go to your stupid kid's birthday party. I'm damn sure not bringing him a picnic. To that I say, hey man, that.
That was actually part of my post-show podcast yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice. You can tell people after I'm done here what that is so that they know to keep going to it. I wanted to get to Fredo today, but I'll save that for tomorrow because there's a lot more to get to on that.
He could have so easily gotten his ass whooped.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been so great.
One of the things that I kind of get sick of is like when people refer to the Cowboys as cowgirls. And they get on to, oh, the cowgirls did this. Guys, you're not original.
I've never heard that before.
I get frustrated with things that like, Houston, you have a problem. I mean, think how irritated you are every time you hear that. And then next time, don't type in cowgirls. Don't type in the Lastros when they're bad again or Disastros. Like, why isn't at the Chronicle, like, everybody referred to us as the comical. Like, it was nobody had ever come up with that before. Like, they're the first person to ever do it. Guys, come up with something creative. You know, Jerry's Glory Hole, anything. But cowgirls has been done since before I was born, and I'm an old. So stop getting on Twitter and stop calling them the cowgirls. To that I say, hey, man, fuck that. See, I said nice thing for Cowboy fans.
It was nice of you.
Yeah, it is just, it's just silly the way people are like, oh, wow, the cowgirls. Oh, God, I've never heard that. Really? Really?
What about the crygirls? Is that worse?
I don't even know what that is.
You just replace the cow with cry because they cry about things.
Okay.
I think it'd be better if you say cry boys.
Yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, now you're changing up the whole thing.
Yeah, now I'm... Now
too much. It's too much change.
Yeah, you've kind of taken the leap from, you know, just bad pun off a word to a new word. So, anyway, tell the people about your podcast.
Yeah, it's called One for the Road. I do it as soon as the show ends. I take one of the stories I sent you guys, because I send you several every day, and we don't always get to them, so I'll grab one that I really liked and wish we got to, and give it a good 2-minute rundown and give you something else to listen to while you're, you know, sitting around for 2 minutes.
There you go. Well, don't do Fredo because I want to do Fredo tomorrow.
No, I wasn't going to do that.
I really want to get to that story tomorrow. Soccer Matters coming up next. Obviously, the breaking news, the Dynamo have fired their, is it a manager is what they call him in soccer?
Yes.
Andrew manager, right?
See? Their head man.
See? I'm not a total soccer dumb bleep, just a mostly soccer dumb bleep. So there'll be a lot of talk about that. Glenn Davis and Victor actually was the first one to get that news out, I'm told. Our buddy Victor, who writes for Sports Map and helps out Glenn on the show. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Really good job today, Aaron. AJ, damn good job. That was okay. I've been worse. Actually, I'm giving myself a solid C today. I was very average. We'll do it again tomorrow on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.